President Lori Borowitz started in 2015. Police records show in June of 2019, she received two anonymous letters. One was critical of her job performance and strongly urged her to leave the college. The other was an apology for sending the first letter. Each note was typed and stuffed into white envelopes with a handwritten address and a flower stamp. Borowitz approached the school's security department, which is a contracted extension of the DeKalb County Sheriff's Department. Police reports say the president found the letters alarming and disturbing, and police originally classified the offense as harassment, but found no criminal substance or obvious threat. One report says once Borowitz got the apology letter, she told the officer to, quote, disregard. Borowitz declined multiple requests for comment on the letters or on what happened next. Some faculty members are upset with the investigation that followed. Matt Reed is a math professor at Kish. He's part of the Kishwaukee College Education Association, or faculty union.
I was president for a term and a half, so that'd be about 3 years.
Reed says he doesn't know who sent the letters, but says the letter of critique speaks for many at the school.
There's not a single person that I know at Kishwaukee College that would have disagreed with the content of that letter.
DeKalb County Sheriff Roger Scott says Borowitz then suspected a current employee. So, he says officers looked into the claim as a courtesy to the college, since they're in charge of security. The suspect? Her name is Sarah Marsden, and she's a counselor at Kish. She says she's innocent.
Absolutely, yes. I had nothing to do with them.
Marsden was questioned on campus on June 25th. She says she was told by officers her handwriting looked similar to what was written on the envelopes. Marsden was given a lie detector test, which police say pointed to deception in her answering of critical questions. Marsden says she was put on administrative leave by the end of the day. To be clear, she wasn't charged with anything. Sheriff Scott says his department's involvement in the matter was done.
From our perspective, we did do some follow-up work after that, but it was nothing extensive.
Marsden's leave lasted 7 weeks, and she hired a lawyer during this time.
The first attorney was like an emergency. I'm going to be arrested attorney. And so I thought I needed like a criminal defense attorney.
Emails between administration obtained through the Freedom of Information Act suggest an internal investigation was ongoing while Marsden was on leave. And it's unclear what exactly happened during these weeks. But Sheriff Scott met with some school officials at a coffee shop to talk in part about the case and public information laws. He says revisiting a case after it's closed is not unusual.
It's closed because there was no arrest. But it doesn't mean we don't, whether if we get new information or want to go back and look at a case, we do that all the time. So it's not unusual at all.
By the beginning of August, Marsden got a message that stated the accusations against her couldn't be substantiated. And a week later, she was back to work. Marsden has since got a new attorney.
It is just a really challenging time for us right now.
Marsden says she was accused in part because of Freedom of Information Act requests she and other faculty members, including Matt Reed, made to the college in 2018. They asked for employee satisfaction survey results that used to be accessible in previous years. They were ultimately denied. Marsden and other faculty members say there needs to be a more effective way to communicate criticism within Kishwaukee College.
I think the more we try to keep things secret and keep them in the dark, we're just not problem solving or we're not helping each other out the way we could.
A representative for the college also declined to comment on what communication systems are in place for faculty and administration to converse. The Sheriff's Department and faculty union say the author of the letters is still unknown. In the meantime, some faculty members say the reasons behind this summer's anonymous critique remain. I'm Sarah Jesmer.